And just leading on from that, the eight training credits that some one of state traditions ask you to take as a layperson when you work, you know, when you're reading the sutras, when you're attending Dhamma classes and meditation, is that something that different monastic forms or different Theravada Buddhist forms, because that was something that we were asked to take by Bhante Gunaratna. He always made us take, do the eight training precepts, Ajivatta Makasila. Is that something much later, depending on preferences of?
I've heard of that. That's certainly from Sri Lanka. Other people who've trained, Venerable Narada Thera also, but that's not a form that you come across in Thailand. I couldn't. Do you know what they?
Yes, so the first four are the same as the five precepts. So
Mm-hmm.
it's about the killing and the stealing and the sexual misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth is about Musavada, which is about lying. And then it's a Parusavata, Visunavata, and Samprapalapa, which is not telling harsh words, divisive words, where you divide two people by telling tales, and also useless chatter, you know, just inconsequential chatter. So, and then you add on the last one, which is about intoxicants and things. So that's how it becomes it. So I remember when Bhante Gunaratna came, because he knows different language, he used to go from West Virginia Monastery very often to Europe to teach meditation in both French and German. And he used to stop in at London, at the London Buddhist Vihara. And he had quite a lot of Western lay people who were following him. So they requested that they gave, because they were in England, whether he could give a retreat in England. And so he did give a retreat for 10 days or something in Gaya House. So it is quite, so there were all these Westerners were there, and I think there were just four of us who were Sri Lankans because we had met him in London, Buddhist Vihara. And the first thing he told us is that we must observe. He did a lot of things on the Metta Sutta, making us recite it every single day as a form of, you know, a meditation that we should all engage in addition to some of the Vipassana. But also, one of the main things he did was he made us all, you know, take on the eight training.
Yeah, I think it's each Buddhist country tends to develop its own little themes and also lineages, different Nikayas within the country. They have their own particular sort of threads and styles that that grow up, and so it's only at the that phrase or that grouping. I've only come across that with people who've studied with elders from Sri Lanka, so you don't get the same.